Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
All right. It is the top of the hour, Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you. So glad to see each and every one of you on this day. We are here. Today is Wednesday, Wellness Wednesday, Wonderful Wednesday, whatever it is you want to call it. But today is Wednesday, and it's always great to be seen and not viewed. So always a pleasure to see each and every one of your shining, smiling faces. You're getting a behind the scenes look of how the ATSJR companies is run Monday through Friday. So whatever you hear from our illustrious founder and CEO, take it and steal it. All right. Take your notes and steal everything that he does. Okay. Because that's what he wants you to do. That's what he tells you to do all the time. All right. So as we wait for our leader to arrive, do we have any guests on today, this morning? Looks like we're all family. All right. Good to see each and every one of y'all. I believe, yeah, we are all family. Glad to see y'all on today. Miss Ashley?
I got all my sisters. Oh, I was just singing
that we're okay. Family. All right.
Hey, Shanine.
I was just singing that, man.
All right.
This is the jukebox boxing you, Renee. That's
all right. Good deal. All right. Well, good. We are all family. And just again, another great morning for us. Want to remind you all that this coming Friday in 2 days, okay, begins our 3-day event, Conversations with Ra. Woo! Okay. Now, you heard Miss Deanna say the other day that if you would like the video to get, if you would like to get the video, it is $197. So get with myself, get with Miss Monica. We can hook you up, okay? If you want to be in person and you said, oh man, I just waited till the last minute. It's okay, because books don't close, okay? Books do not close. Tickets are still available, okay? Tickets are still available if you would like one. Call Miss Monica. Give Miss Monica a call. You say, Miss Monica, I want to come. I need to get my ticket. And she will give you the details on how to go about getting those. All right. So July 9th, 10th, and 11th, a three-day event. Now, those of you who attended the one-day events, we've had two of those so far. So the one-day event, however you felt about the one-day event, which I'm pretty sure was really good, this is going to be a three-day event. So imagine how much more you're going to get on the three-day event. So you do not want to miss out on this event. All right. Make sure you get your ticket and that you are there live and in living color. Okay. All right. All right. Miss Ashley, anything you got?
Yeah. I would like to say that everyone should stay excellent and make sure that they're there this weekend and get more excellent and grow. Is that a word, Moise? But no, I'm actually still on a natural high from this morning, understanding that it's important, how important alignment is. Every morning, my routine is getting tighter and tighter. I'm trying to be like Law when I grow up and have a tight routine because it is proven that the top 1% has a routine, okay? So you got to have something that really jumpstarts your day. And I'm learning that encouraging others in the areas that I am being blessed in and the areas that I struggle with is definitely a really great way to start my day because it starts with purpose. So I would definitely encourage you to do the same and understanding the purpose in the business. Deanna mentioned yesterday, and also she's been mentioning the importance of actually having a, what is it called online? It's not considered a profile, Grace. What does she call it?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
When you're creating your actual business, so you don't want to lead with the sale, you lead with the purpose of the business, the purpose of what you're doing, your why. So leading with the why. She called it a specific name. Not a profile, not a bio. It was a certain thing. I got to go through my notes from yesterday.
Okay, yeah, I have forgotten.
As I was saying.
Copy.
Thank you so much. That was Ibrahim. Copy.
Thanks, Ibrahim.
So I've been really working on that because I know I really, if you realize, the reason why you support most people is their copy. And the reason why I support Michelle Black, and I tell anyone I hear that's going to trip about Michelle Black, is because I understand her copy, you know, and her story and her why and her purpose. And that you know, spending your money and has with a purpose, or actually doing business with someone and they have a purpose behind what you are already going to do, you know, you're already going to go on a trip. Why not, you know, actually employ someone and bless someone in the process of it? So the copy behind the business and the copy behind your purpose and your why is extremely important. So I've been working on that myself, and it organically comes. If you really realize what gets your heart pumping and what really like wake you up in the morning that you can work tireless hours and not get tired and actually enjoy yourself while you're doing what you're doing, that may be your copy. And I'm learning that myself. A very important person to me is currently in the midst of needing a kidney. And she is a mother of two amazing daughters. She is also a mother of a man that has a lot of pull, but you can't pull a kidney out of the sky. You know, so your health is so important. And honestly, taking care of yourself is important too. So understand. Understanding the purpose of the why, what people need, and actually helping them what their need is, and actually addressing that will take you a long way. Because Michelle attached to my purpose by saying, hey, Ashley, let me help you get to Ghana. I know your family is, that is your goal. That's your primary goal, is to be in Africa as well as in America, primarily Africa. And she connected to my purpose, and she will always have my business. So just saying, have you guys worked on your copy?
Actually, I literally just put my final full stop to my new bio that I'm writing for the new book that I hope to launch soon. So my previous one was all about, like, it was completely divorced from book writing. It was ironically, even though I am a ghostwriter, and I think as part of being a ghostwriter is not talking about the books you write, because, you know, you get to let the actual authors shine. So here's just my previous, because I'm a copywriter, here's my previous copy. Okay, so my about section of my website basically reads, if you are reading this, see, it's about you, because, you know, if you're reading, I'm not at a level where you are reading because you're curious about me enough to read about me. So it starts with you. It goes, if you're reading this, you know me from one of three places, then bullet points. You've come across my business advice elsewhere on the web. You're an old friend who got curious. You know, people are checking your website who went to school with you. They're like, hey, I wonder what he's doing. And they Google you and your website shows up. And third is, I reached out to you with one of my projects. So this is where Antonio clicks about after I cold email him, right? He clicks about. He's like, ah, okay, I'm right there in the first paragraph. So then he scrolls down. It's like, regardless of how you came here, I appreciate you. Here's me in a nutshell. I'm an entrepreneur, author of The Business of Doing Business. As a business columnist, I have been published on business.com and 60 marketing, among other websites. Brand stories I've crafted have been featured in Vogue, Bazaar, El Grazia, Time Out, and Forbes, and blah, blah, blah. So it basically starts with, no need for blah, blah, blah. Now I help business moguls tell their stories through blog posts, columns, and books. That's it. So it's like the first three bullet points are about you. Here's like just jam-packed with social proof and like other different platforms that give me credibility. And then it just ends with, now how I can help you. So it starts with you, ends with you, just a little bit of me sprinkled in. So that was my previous copy, and my next one's going to be like through the roof better than this, because, you know, I'm launching my own book. So it has to be like really compelling.
This has to be epic, as he said. Legendary. We're looking forward to that one too. That is amazing, Ibram. And it's short and sweet and to the point. And it actually, it pulls the audience like you. It's about you. It's about you. Me? It's about me. That's awesome. Anyone else work on their copy? I know it's hard to go behind Ibram, you know. No one?
Right, all right. Wait, then we all know.
Is that Antonio?
We all know what we have to do. That's him.
Is he in the driver's seat?
Yeah. Yes. They are abusing me. Uh-oh. Abusing me. Morning, everyone. Morning.
Morning. Are you getting twisted like a pretzel?
About to.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
About to. Morning, everyone. I have a bunch of stuff that I want to cover today. So let me begin to cover. Let's talk firstly about Friday. Grace, what's happening Friday?
Conversations with Raw starts. Conversation with Raw starts.
Tell them about it.
Okay. Oh, listen, y'all. Okay. So those of you who have attended the one-day event with the Raw Alignment, it's beyond that, because it's a three-day event. You will have things like the Raw Alignment experience, but at a higher level. Those of you who love that meditation that Antonio did, okay, you're going to get that as well. But a whole lot of other stuff as well, okay? You're going to have tarot card readings. You're going to have the meditations, the intense meditations. Whatever it is that you're looking for is going to be at this event. I'm dead serious. Whatever it is that you are looking for and want to manifest in your life, I don't need you to be at this event. You need you to be at this event, okay? So I'm telling you, 3 days? Okay, picture 3 days of Thursday. Three Thursdays in a row. That's what it is. That's the best way I can explain it. Three Thursdays in a row. That ain't much more.
That's just the first hour.
Oh my God. Okay, so I don't. Okay, there you go. The first
hour. But obviously, I'm keeping everything top secret as usual right now. What I want, there's a bunch of things that I want to do. I'm going to start off first by telling you that those who are coming, your goal. So I'm pretty much controlling. I'm accounting for everyone's energy. So I am also controlling. I am also controlling what you eat. So God bless thee. All right. I'm controlling. Yes, you will leave levitating. I'm controlling what you eat as well. So with that being said, my original plan was to have all of you stay in the location and sleep, because you're going to leave the nights that you know into your reality. But, Sandals, I don't think that's going to be possible. So I have a better idea, because pretty much everyone has the mindset or housing arrangements. So that's okay. That's okay. Grace, tell me how many people are physically coming. I need that number.
Okay. Monica, do you have that number? I'm pretty sure you want
it right now.
Monica?
You want including the court, including the...
Right now, just physical. Because everybody has something special that goes on.
About 15.
15 physical. All right, give me the exact number. About doesn't work right now. All right, so while she's getting that number, all of you are going to be obviously blessed, but it's way past what you think. Anybody familiar with something called like an ayahuasca or...
Oh, yes, yes.
Are
yes.
you kidding me? Are we doing ayahuasca?
Wait. Okay, let me go on. For legal and...
All right. That would
for
be
legal coming. Purposes. We're drinking iced tea.
Yes.
There you go. Iced tea. Iced tea. There you go. Okay, so just... I just want to get you all to understand that we way past whatever you think. Way past whatever you think. That's our purpose. The location is top secret. I believe. Ashley, did you send it out? Because I got people knowing about it and I ain't want them to know about it yet. I think
only the zip code area.
Well, you show? Because I know Chantel was talking about it. And I know that I ain't want them to know just yet. I was going to tell Chantel today, you ain't follow instructions. Yeah.
Oh, she's a little frozen.
She's frozen? Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
That's what I want to do. I heard you. Mom's the word.
Yeah. Just, I can't keep that secret with you. I see that. Nah, I see that. So I got everything secret. Let me tell you why. Because your vibration is not allowed. Okay? Your vibration is not allowed. By the time you leave in the 3 days, you are supposed to, like Tierney said, levitate out the room. We're not talking about an event. I'd prefer to call it an encounter, okay? That's more of what I'm concerned with, an encounter with the universe. I'll let those words seep in for a little bit. An encounter with the universe. Who is familiar with Dr. Sebi and diet? Dr. Sebi diet. Who? Who among you?
I am.
I am.
Oh, that was a lot of disgusting.
I am.
Lost 6 pounds in 1 week. I am. Dr. Sabi.
Stradivari definitely is a part of that.
All right, good. Because that's the whole diet for the 72 hours. That's the whole diet. That is. So you better eat your meat, eat your mucus causing foods, drink your sugar, do whatever you got to do. Because sandals.
Yes, sir.
It's real.
God bless you. That's what I'm saying. Okay, Monica, are you coming?
Of course, I'm coming.
I was gonna say, how you gonna be understudy? And you're not. All right, good.
I got a room. Dibs on a room.
Is there a teapot? Is there a teapot where we're gonna be? Should I bring a teapot?
You bring whatever is necessary.
Okay, thank you.
Bring a teapot. You're more than welcome to bring a teapot, but the tea needs to be all natural.
Oh, no, I'm bringing my pot, I'm bringing my ginger, I'm bringing my turmeric, I'm bringing my lemons and limes. That's what I'm
right.
Bringing.
Good. All natural. Nothing, cannot put nothing processed or anything like that in your body. Everybody follow? As long as the honey is all natural, but I may, actually, nope, no honey. You'll be okay, no honey. Not on this one. Although honey is a natural cough suppressant and a natural sweetener, nope, no honey. No honey, God bless you. All right, so I want you all to think ayahuasca. I want you all to think in this energy because that's more appropriate for what happens. Why I'm not giving details. You understand what I'm saying? Now, in a second, I'm going to offer a video opportunity so all of you can get the video. And I haven't even decided if I'm going to do the video live. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I haven't decided if that video will be live. I may just post-produce it all to let you see it that way. I'm not sure. I am undecided on that, but everything else is a go. Everything else is a go. Monica, how many people in person, exact number?
So as of right now that have paid and ready to go, 15.
All right.
There's a few pending, so.
Send me a list of those people and then send me a list of the pending people.
Okay.
Because in all pending people, you probably got, I don't know. I'll give you a little time, maybe 24 hours. I doubt that number. We'll see. We'll see. All right. So send me a list of those names and depending, you could do it after the call. You don't have to do it right now.
Okay.
Yeah. That way you can pay attention. Now, let's talk about an encounter. This is important. I want everyone to hear this. People who are not going, people who are going. Let's assume that, well, let's not assume. Let us all be ungentle with ourselves and account for the fact that you do not have what you want in your life. Let's just assume that that's the case, but let's be real about it, okay? Is there anybody on this call right now? Don't lie, because you freaking liars always like to lie, okay? Is there anybody on this call besides me? I live 100% of all my dreams. There is nothing that I need to do left. I have nothing else to accomplish. I have one outstanding promise. It's not a dream. It is a promise that I have made. That's it. And that promise will be fulfilled sometime in 2021. Is there anybody else on this call like that?
No. Nope.
Anybody? Okay. She said no.
No.
Anybody? All right. Good then. So if that's the case, Well, if that's the case, then you need to listen to what I'm getting ready to say. What if you were to account for the fact that if you knew what was necessary, you would have every single thing that you want accomplished? Let's first admit that to ourselves right now. That's all of you. Yes, sir.
You said if anyone's living 100% of their dreams, I just wanted to add that I'm living 100% more of my dreams than I was before. That's I good. Started listening to you.
I love yeah. it. I'll take that every day. I'll take that every day for sure. For sure. Now, most of you on this call, if not all of you, you have absolutely improvement, because you're all high performers. You're the 1% about to become the 1%, right? So all of you would fall in that category because you're on this call. But I want you all to just admit to, because this is the problem with most, you know, in the book, Strange, not book, the recording, Strangest Secret. In the Strangest Secret, what's his name? Earl Nightingale is asked the question, you know, what's the problem with men? And he said, well, simply, men just don't think. Well, I want to add to that. The problem with men, including women, is that men and women are honest with their current position. That's extremely accurate. So I want all of you to be accurate. I don't want you, because age doesn't exist. That's an illusion. It's a lie. The name of that book was Stranger's Secret by Earl Nightingale. It's actually free now. It's actually uncopyrighted. Yeah. You can just Google Stranger's Secret. You can go to YouTube. The Strangest Secret, it's the copyright has ended. So you are more than welcome. Anywho, the problem is we're not honest in our assessment with one another. Grace, find that link. Strangest Secret, it's plenty of versions of it on YouTube, with music, without music, original. Just go in there, put Strangest Secret. And the Strangest Secret is the law of attraction. But you know what I'm saying? We'll just keep going from there. Now I want you all to pay attention. This is extremely important. If you would be more honest with your current position, then you wouldn't be in your position. Okay. You understand? This is very important. I really need y'all to get this. Anything that you account for, here's my hand. I have accounted for my hand. It is in front of my face, blocking the view of you to see me, which is a speaker distraction, causing a disruption in my work for the audience to hear. This is what you call a speaker distraction. Here's what happens, Jerome. Says I can account that my hand is distracting you, I can move it. When I'm doing something that's in my blind spot, I can't do nothing about it. And as you all continue to grow, see, let's examine what Ibrahim said. Ibrahim said that he is 100% more than what he was. What was going to start happening to Ibrahim, he's going to encounter a different problem. Because once you become like Felicia Jones, you don't have major changes to make. The changes you got to make are this big. And once they become centimeter changes, they're really hard to account for. Is everybody processing? If I need to repeat a sound, please let me know. But when you have changed the major things in your life, you'll see them really quickly. But once you start trying to cross the six figures, 7, 8, 9, all these little changes, they're centimeter changes, and they are not easy to account for. They're not. The difference between some of y'all are not living what you wanted to live has nothing to do with your God not giving it to you. Your morning routine sucks. Literally, some of you are held back because you don't have a morning routine that supports your affirmations. Who am I hitting? I feel like I'm hitting hard.
I
need some folk that's getting hit hard. Some of you literally have everything you desire. It's just locked up because your morning routine is garbage. Your God has said you can have it. Felicia, you have delighted yourself in his way. You are walking the path. Now it's time to fix your morning routine. It truly is. Yeah, especially you. Yeah, your morning routine sucks. Your morning routine, like, it's something, and that's something so little that most of you can't process. Felicia's processing it right now. And listen, and I'm gonna tell you, and you know if I'm telling the truth to you, because I'm not telling you something that was, you like, oh man, I was thinking about doing this. God been telling me that, yeah.
Let me tell you something, sir. Mm-hmm. Sir. Our trainer pulled a muscle in his neck.
Yep,
and he sent me a message saying, I'm not gonna be able to come and work out today. I said, okay. And then he said, I'm gonna send you a workout though. I said, oh Lord, all right.
You know where he got that from?
Uh-uh.
Keep going, I'm gonna tell you, keep going.
Gray's super extrovert. You want me to work out by myself? All right, okay. Mm-hmm. I laid there for a little bit and had to talk myself into getting up and go get this workout, because he sent the workout. And he called me and he said, hey, this is what you do.
Me too, Grace. Me too.
Okay. Okay. I said, thank you so much. And I had to talk to myself. And Renee texted me and said, hey, you ready for your workout? I said, no, but I will be. she made me get up. I was grateful to her. I thanked her too. But I had to talk to myself, and it was Renee that helped me to get up and go work out by myself. And I'm glad I did, because I always feel better when I work out in the morning.
And I do have to say also, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, my morning routine is much better. And I get more done because it starts off with that workout. It forces me up at 4:30.
And can I say something?
Yeah.
So, I open my daycare at 6 o'clock in the mornings, right? And so I'm shifting, trying to balance out being here at six. And just this week, I literally commanded myself to start getting up at 4:30 so that I can have quiet time, meditation, and get myself together before I run out the door. So when you said I'm processing this, I'm like, oh my God, this is like confirmation for me, because literally I just this week started yesterday making sure that I get up between 4:30 and 5. And it's been a struggle. It has been a struggle, but I get it. This is confirmation for me in order to command, to allow my affirmations to align up with where I'm going.
Good.
I get it.
And Mr. Antonio Smith.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't appreciate the fact that when I do get on the call in the morning, all I hear is you saying, your morning routine sucks.
It does.
So thank you, because I was like, I don't need him telling me this already this morning. This is the first thing I hear. Listen, it's a struggle, but thank you for confirming what I already knew and what I've already been told.
It's that simple. Look, check it out. Let me break something down here. See, this is why. So I got about three things I want to say here. This is why I like Pastor Barlett so much. I have no idea. Grace, if he ain't on the call, text him and tell him I'm complimenting him publicly.
He's on.
Oh, for real? Okay. Well, I'm complimenting you publicly, because somehow he has an open mind about things that everyone would say that's not in the Bible. But here's the deal. Every single thing I have said thus far is in the Bible. And controlling your morning routine is in the Bible. Literally being healthy is in the Bible. To have your motives align with your affirmations, that's literally James chapter 3, verse 3, 4, and 5. James chapter 4, 3, 4, and 5. Literally. Like over and over and over, every single thing that y'all argue about, people would, the moment I start talking about, the absolute moment I start saying, y'all need to take care of yourselves. Come to a conference to take care of yourselves, is the moment that everyone who is Christian, who is church-minded and not kingdom-minded, would have a problem, disagree, or disconnect. Now, let me make this very clear. I'm on my cell phone, so I don't see nothing. I don't know who on. I ain't got time to be scrolling to all these little four little squares here. I don't know who left. I ain't getting no notifications. I don't know who here. Am I making some sense here? But if your self get hit, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Can I jump in?
Yes, sir.
It's interesting what you're saying, because this morning I had redid my affirmations because my alignment is shifting. So therefore, if my alignment is shifting, my affirmation is supposed to shift too. And the things that I'm saying to myself on a daily must change as well. So in frequency.
Right. That's right. That's right. I cannot tell you how many times ATS Kevin has changed because I have changed. I can't tell you how many times. It's too many times that has happened. Monica, we doing this now. What? You just said, well, I changed, so let's roll. I'm serious. I'm so serious. I was telling somebody last night that, as a matter of fact, this is what I was saying. I was, because you got people, you got new people changing stuff or wanting to change. You got old staff wanting to change. There's two things that are accurate about ATS. It is extremely organized, well-run. It is also extremely disorganized and not well-run. If you're just transitioning, this is a crapshoot, right? Depends on you and depends on my response to you. It really depends. It literally depends on you and my response to you. If you have a good response, then I'm gonna give you a good response. If I'm still checking you out because you are the right person, but your vibration is off, you ain't really got no good response. So it depends on how you see ATS, depends on a lot of factors. It doesn't stop the fact that nobody, and hear me well, nobody trying to make an idea fixed. I was saying this last night to somebody. Nobody has had the common sense to come and ask me where I'm going. I say it every day. But nobody, not old or new, see, you're so focused on changing what you see that you can't admit that what you see is incorrect. See, I can, because I can let Chantel change 50 million things and never say nothing, because I don't think what I see is correct. Somebody needs to catch this. I can let Monica run the whole sales team. Monica, do you run the sales team?
Yeah.
What percentage of sales do I understand? Well, I understand. What do I know that you're doing? What percentage?
Just what I voluntarily have been. Small percent. 5, 10?
5, 10. And I can let Monica do 5, 10 because what I see ain't correct. Y'all not catching me. Do you understand? What, I don't care what's going on. If I see something, the first thing I'm saying, Kevin, I'm asking myself one question. It's always one question. Was that natural? And if it was natural, I automatically know it's wrong. Okay, let me jump and pass the
ball. Yeah, please clean it up. I'm not following.
I got you. Let me jump and pass the ball. Let Lane and and Pastor Steve in name if he on the call. Let me jump in their lane real quick. I was born in sin is what they would think.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Tell me, Grace, shaping iniquity. So it means that if I got a thought and it just naturally flowed from me and I'm not living all my dreams, that thought is dead wrong.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh man. If I have a thought and I'm not living 100%, this is why I started off this conversation by who is living 100%, right? I said that. If I have a thought that's natural, it flows from me quickly. Like, I look at Monica, I say, man, boom, if something flowed from me and I'm not living 100% of my dreams, that's a wrong thought. I need to shut the hell up, pause, and consider that what my eyes see is the reason why I only have what I can see. Or we can go to the Bible if you want to. So is a man thinking, so is he. Speak those things that are not. I could do this all day long. Everybody is saying the same thing. Y'all just argue over the semantics, how it's worded, as if the Bible was written in English. The first place, Jesus did not speak English.
Watch your mouth now. That's not Thursday. You're not ready for all that. It's facts.
Jesus is African, for God's sake. Like, I don't know what y'all be doing, but y'all, you need to go back and trace something in your head. If you see something and you're not living your dreams, keep your mouth shut. There's a scripture for that, Kevin. Don't look at the mote, the speck in your neighbor's eye while looking past the log in yours.
Watch it, that big old plank. How can you see the speck past your own plank? I've never understood that. Go ahead.
Come on, Grace. See,
here do I more am. Harm than good. Do more harm than help. To yourself and others.
So what I'm trying to communicate to you is that I can look at Monica and immediately say, I'm not correct. Can you? I'm not telling you, don't be a leader, Lord, don't fix. But what I am telling you is, don't nothing need to be fixed. And that is the difference between me and y'all. I don't need to fix anything. All I have to do is call forth what I desire. Do you know how many? So we've got now, I think, $2 trillion companies. Let's just take the top 100 companies in the world, okay? In the world, not American companies, but in the world. Every last one of them companies got fires to put out. Every last one of them companies got to fire somebody. Every last one of them companies got way more problems than ATS. You can be a $1 trillion company and be unperfect. Help me, somebody. Help me, somebody. This is why this 3-day conference is so important. Because if I can get you all the process that everything is perfect, you are not behind. No, you don't need to do that work you think you need to do. no, you shouldn't be in a rush because God don't need to do jack. Mm. Let's break down some of the things that was said. Somebody said, I'm doing much better. Everybody write this down for me. Grace, put it in the chat. Don't confuse getting better with desired results. I'm hitting folk already. Don't confuse getting better with desired results.
Yes, Antonio. If I'm going to school and I'm getting punched 7 days a week, if I end up getting punched 6 days a week, bullying reduces by 1 day, it is technically better, but it is far from my desired result, which is to get punched 0 days out of seven.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I just responded to your private message, Ibrahim, too. You are very smart. Like, listen, y'all, you ain't supposed to be getting punched. The goal, Mike Tyson says, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. Well, it's literally a great quote. It's accurate. Do not focus on getting better. Do not focus on fixing your marriage. Do not focus on fixing ATS. Do not focus on fixing your company, because all those things are less than God. All you have to do is focus on being God, and wherever you are will fix itself. See, all you have to do is focus on being God, and wherever you are will fix itself. Now, see, right here, I'm telling you, it happens every single time. I need some church folk. I need some folk who follow Christ. There we go. I need some folk who follow Christ that will admit to me there is a clear difference between kingdom-minded and church-minded.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All day, every day. Do you leave church
and twice on Sunday?
Absolutely.
The difference, Bishop.
What is the study stuff?
Absolutely.
Same thing. They are not the same thing. Because anyone kingdom-minded hearing me is like, yep, yep, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because I ain't said a single thing that is unorthodox, that means outside of law. I ain't violated the law, and I ain't violated the other law, which is grace. The first law was grace, the second law was grace. I ain't violated, not one time, not once. Church-minded folk hear whatever they want to hear, whatever serves them. You understand what I'm saying? I really need y'all to hear this. I'm focused more on an encounter. If you are having, I've been building, I stated my thesis up front. My thesis, if I had to write this on paper, it would be to whether or what extent is living 100% of your dreams in full correspondence with having an encounter with God. That would be my thesis if I was writing an actual paper. To whether or to what extent is living 100% of your dreams in full correspondence to having a real encounter with God is what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah, I got to remember, I'm still a scholar. Okay. I can still spin these words to a scholarly level. I said up front, how many of you are living? Like before I start, how many of you are living, right? That was my thesis. I just put it in short terms because this is a Zoom call. But that's my thesis. And I have been walking you and acknowledging of opposing viewpoints. And I've been walking you to three areas like a good old Baptist preacher. Area number one, what you see is your problem because you haven't grown to see anything else. I wish I was on my laptop so I can see the bruises come over your eyes. I wish I can't. These four little squares is getting on my nerves, right? Like, Grace, Kevin, Monica, y'all on my screen. Y'all all I can see. I need all y'all energy. That's the only thing I can see. Okay. I can't see nothing else but Kevin, Monica, and Grace. And that's perfect, really. These are the perfect.
Can I say people. Something in this space?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr. Yesterday, I've been here with y'all for 5 months, 5 years old, 5 years old. So yesterday, I was watching one of the videos you sent, that was sent to me. And when I tell you, I had an awakening during it, it blew my mind. So I just wanted to say that what you're helping me to see that I did not see and or understand, even though my thoughts are collected, they have not been collected enough to see what I couldn't see. And I look forward to seeing more because I have to be aligned. It is my job, it is my position, it's my life. So I just wanted to say thank
you. I'm grateful.
Right here because it's working. Thank you.
No, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Scroll this screen so I can see other people. Now, number two, God don't fix stuff. Wherever God is, it automatically gets fixed.
Watch yourself, sir.
I just say you better say that.
Man, I'm really trying to get y'all to understand something. God don't fix stuff. Wherever God is, it automatically gets fixed. Let's go back to Jesus and the disciples. Doesn't matter your religion. Let's just go back to Jesus and the disciples, okay? Did the disciples become disciples because they earned it? Or just proximity to the teacher made stuff undisciple in them fall off?
The proximity.
I don't know why y'all think. You know what, Christ, God dog it. I don't know why y'all think words is what your religion is about. I don't understand y'all. This is not about how much or how well you can stand tall like Pastor Barlett and make complex scriptures plain. That is not what your religion should be about. Your life should not be about how you can spin words into existence, how you can cast prayers or spells. This is none of this is what this is about. Let me tell you plainly what changed the world. Wounds, not words. I'll prove it. Let's use Jesus, because it seems to be a good example here. This has nothing to do with churchy or religion, but we're going to use this great character, this great ascended master, so y'all can understand something. Jesus, born, scares the king. King kills 2-year-olds and less. World didn't change, Kevin. I wish I had some folk right here. Where's Jerome at? Jerome, put on your deacon hat. I'm going to Calvary. Okay, put on your deacon hat. I'm going to Calvary.
Oh boy, do what you gotta do.
Went up to Egypt. Angel said, "Come on back." World didn't change. Jesus astonished scholars at 12 years old. Literally, people who could read their whole life. Jesus was poor, was dirty, could not read, had yellow teeth and nappy hair, and went into the temple where no one on planet could read except for scholars, scribes, and kings. And Jesus went in there reading and reading better and teaching better than grown men at 12. The world didn't change. Keep walking with me. Jesus said, Mom, I got to do what I got to do. Mom said, Baby, I'm not ready to let go just yet. Jesus submitted. World didn't change. So scriptures, reading, words, none of that stuff changed. Jesus, so cold, go to the Jordan River. Sky opens up, voice comes down, dove falls down. You know how good you got to be to have the sky open up and talk. World didn't change. Went off into the wilderness, 40 days, defeated the adversary. World didn't change. Went right after that, announced, notified the people he grew up with that today this scripture is fulfilled. I mean, Luke 4, by the way, if you know, I'm literally walking through the chronological order of what is the gospel, if you're not paying attention, okay? Today, this scripture is fulfilled, you'll hear it. World didn't change. Jesus then begins to go to all the poor places and heal disease, didn't charge a dime. Monica, world didn't change. Jesus saw a man, high scribe, priestly priest, and the Sanhedrin of priestly priests had to come hide at night just to talk to him. Spent that man some knowledge and said, listen, man, you want to roll with me? I'm going to need you to be born in another way. World didn't change. The next day, saw a woman, had five husbands. The one she was with, I mean, John 4, by the way, the one she was with, wasn't even with him. Said, girl, you drink from me, I change your whole life. World didn't change. Went to a lame man, 37 years, hundreds, thousands of lame people, paralytic. One note says that when the angel touched the water, didn't even need the angel to touch the water. Just asked the man a question. Man, get up. World didn't change. Fast forward the story. Jesus was on his way to go heal a daughter, a lady with an issue of blood, touched that man, got healed. World didn't change. Fast forward the story. Jesus rode on the donkey. Like kings would after a glorious battle. World didn't change. Let's push it further. Jesus died. World didn't change. Uh-oh. Dead first day, world didn't change. Second day, world didn't change. Third day, world didn't change. Got up. World didn't change. It wasn't until Jesus showed up to folk who believed and said, don't hear my words, see my wounds. And I wish I had somebody.
That watch yourself, sir.
That was it.
You have
that was a shot right there.
A real encounter. It ain't about your words. It is about people seeing you wounded, but still standing. The very word resurrection, it means two words in one together. It means slain and standing. Revelation says he's the slain lamb standing. And if you can't go through a divorce and then stand solid, and say, yet though he slayed me. Come on, Grace, help me out in here. if you can't, the reason why y'all can't change our lives is because you haven't had an encounter with God. You had an encounter with God's words. You had an encounter with God's pastor. You had an encounter with God's wife, but you never had a real encounter with God. You 49 years old, and your relationship with God is in the same place it was when you was 19 years old. Words do not change lives. Wounds do. And if you want to be wounded and still standing, If you can't be so unreligious to where people can see you wounded and still see your glory, the greatest, John records it this way, Kevin, that the greatest victory of Jesus was simultaneously his greatest embarrassment.
That's powerful. It's very powerful.
The thing that embarrassed Jesus the most is the very thing that's his greatest glory. And when someone says, take care of yourself, you call it prosperity preacher. It makes no sense.
Reverend!
It makes no sense that you haven't found yourself in a manner in which you are not living your dreams. Let me tell you something. I don't care if you're Black, white, Jew, Gentile, Muslim, Catholic, you can be Mormon, you can be a Satan. I don't care what you are. At the end of the day, you ain't come down here to be average. You didn't come here to argue, and you damn sure didn't come here to disagree. That's not the purpose here. Disagreeing is irrelevant. Being your full, glorious self is all you're supposed to do, all you're supposed to be. Go ahead, Ibrahim, and I'm about to open it up for something.
Antonio, I just wanted to add that because you're well researched and you know you've worked with the military and especially on the intelligence side, so you know how things work on the propaganda level, changing minds level. And it was, I think, around mid 70s when they suddenly started, not the government, but the corporations and the wealthy few, started focusing heavily on stripping people's lives of meaning. And that was done by weakening their link and relationship to God. It was done generationally over and over and over. Why? So their religion could become materialism. So material objects could become religion to them. And I know there are people on this call who might say, well, that doesn't affect me. That might, like, they might have brainwashed the masses. They didn't touch me. I'm a man of God, or I'm a woman of God. But really think about it. How many people will spend $40, $50, $60, $70 on just any product, right? Like a watch or a handbag, or handbags don't come nearly that cheap, but still, like, they'd spend this much money on material objects. But when it comes to connecting with God, connecting with a new perspective of God, they have doubts, they have criticisms, they have disagreements, and then they assume that they're not brainwashed to worship materialism.
Yeah, very. First off, you're in the age of consumerism. This is exactly what we're doing. Yeah, listen, man. I know, Tyrell. I'm about to walk in. Just listen. For the love of God, please. I need you to accept that as righteous as you think you are, if you are overweight, you are not.
Watch it, Reverend.
Every last one of your sacred texts say, take care of your body. And you, the one of the worst things that happens to the preacher is everyone serves the preacher, and the preacher has a kind heart, and most preachers are overweight. You are not a disciple with no fruit. You are not a disciple with poor self-care. If you cannot come to grips with yourself, that you do not have it all together. There's no physical or spiritual evidence that you have an encounter with God. And if I can just get y'all to just have one encounter with God, you would literally have no more problems. You run around saying, ain't nobody perfect but God, when your very sacred text says, be perfect like God.
Absolutely, 18, absolutely. Yeah, the kingdom of God is inside of us, not outside of us.
Thank you, ma'am. And the kingdom of God ain't got no time to be walking around disagreeing. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Monica, name a price. Video only. Give me name a price. Name something. As a matter of fact, hold on. Hold on, not you. Not you. Let me go to some. Margie, name a price, Margie. Unmute your mic and just say something. Give me a price.
Well, I pay 50, so I think 50 is good.
50? You said 50?
Yes.
50 it is, then. In the next 60 minutes, that's our lane of grace. See what I'm saying? And next 50, she said 50. In the next 60 minutes, video only, for all 3 days, cost $50. Y'all can thank Margie. Whatever she said is what I was going to say. Y'all hear that?
Thank you, Margie. Thank you.
Thank you, Margie.
Get with Monica, get with Grace. Grace, wow. put out PayPal, put out Cash App. $50. Next 60 minutes. That's 10:02 a.m. Central Standard. Next 60 minutes. $50. All 3 days. I got it. $50. All 3 days. Next 60 minutes. Now, if you are in person, as a matter of fact, and if some of y'all need to go bless some folk and sponsor their 50. You understand what I'm saying? People like Tyranny. As a matter of fact, Tyranny Antiquated ain't got no choice. Y'all go sponsor somebody. Neither two of you on your hand or choice. Because I know what you're trying to do, and you can't do it without giving. And y'all both are givers. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all both are givers. Now check this out. It's my last thing. Because Tyrell and Deanna, they on my butt. Okay? My last thing. This next 3 days, or that's coming up Friday to whatever, Sunday, this is about encountering God. And Jerome, I'm just talking to you. Jerome, God is good.
All the time.
All the time, God is good. And when you literally touch God, everything on you, Edlina, will fall off that's not in alignment with God. Poverty will fall off. Addiction will fall off. Help me, somebody. Anger will fall off. Not living your dreams will fall off. If you just encounter, that's this whole 3 days. If you just encounter this, Tyrell, just encounter, just touch. Where's Felicia at? I know she hear me. Just encounter. And there is not a rabbi, not a preacher, not a layperson on the planet that is going to disagree with that. Y'all have problems because you are out of the encounter with God. Do you understand?
Yeah, AT, that's powerful, man, because, you know, the one scripture talks about, let this mind be in you as also in Christ Jesus.
That's it. That's it. Awesome. Absolutely. Absolutely. Grace, Monica, take it away. I'm going to walk in here for 30 minutes. Listen. 60 minutes. Actually, it's now 57 minutes. $50. put all the ways to pay. Y'all contact Grace or Monica. They're the only two people. Sponsor, donate, whatever you got to do. All 3 days. It's yours. Lifetime
access, right?
Lifetime access. Lifetime access. Yep. Lifetime access. All right. Well, that's it for me. I'm going to cut my camera off and listen to y'all.
In 57 minutes, I'll have that final roll up for you with the names and so you know who's in person and who's not.
I appreciate that. And Tyranny just sent 100 for sponsorship. Tyranny just sponsored 2 people. Okay. Now, if you can sponsor yourself and pass that other 2 people. All right, y'all. I got it, Tyrell. I'm already here. I got it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, AT. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. This is powerful today.
Y'all heard him. Okay, so we've got what? You said how many minutes, Monica?
51 now.
You got 51 minutes. I see people.
10:02. Or 11:02, depending on where you are.
Okay, 10:02 Central, 11:02 Eastern, 8:02 Pacific Standard Time. So, and I don't know what 02 Ibrahim's time. I'm so sorry, Ibrahim. My apologies. I'm pretty sure it's the evening time. Sometime in the evening. Okay.
But, like 6:02 for him, I think.
Okay. But you have 51
yes,
minutes.
Yes, it probably? Is.
Okay, good. So you have probably about 50 minutes now. Don't tarry, y'all. Don't wait last minute like we always do. Don't do that. Y'all heard him. Don't wait last minute to get your life changed. Come on. Don't wait last minute for an encounter with God. Would you want somebody to wait last minute if they said your child needed this in order to live? And somebody said, oh, I got it. I'm going to just wait till 50 minutes and then I'm going to give. No, you want to wait. You want to be, hey, you can give it now. Okay. All right, Tempest. That's all I had to say.
Thank you, Margie.
Yes, thank you so much, Margie.
Yes, Margie. Wow, $50.
Yeah, that was.
Thank you, Margie.
All right. So I'm going to put it again. Hold on. I'm going to put it again in the chat, everyone. There we go. So you can either pay by Cash App or PayPal. Both informations are in there. The $DATSJ. Don't put an R. Don't put an R. It won't go to it. It won't go to it. Okay, the company. And then PayPal. The link is in there. For the $50. All right. Thank you so much.
Hold on, Grace. Or if you want to use a credit card, let me know and I'll send you an invoice and you could pay online with the credit card if you don't want to use Cash App or PayPal.
There you go. Yes. Thank you so much, Monica. All right. Chi Chi Lee has also sponsored 2 people via PayPal. Thank you, Chi Chi Lee. Thank you. All right. Okay. All right. Also, Unpopular opinion is on Thursday. Ashley P, can you please expound on that?
Unpopular opinion is having the sisters party from 8:30 to 10:30. It should be very interesting because I've heard a little bit about what's going to go on. They act up on the unpopular opinion. That's Thursday night live on ATS TV, the Facebook page. If you haven't joined already, go ahead and join. It will be a blast. I can't imagine what's going to happen. And then, of course, we have Friday Fun Wide Open. Put the big kids to bed first. Fun Wide Open is for adult audience only. And we will have a great time and enjoy
ourselves. Unpopular opinion is also for an adult audience.
Please take that advice. Please put the kids to bed. You know, relax, unwind, and come enjoy us live. But put the kids to bed first. It's for you, not for them.
All right. Thank you.
We're celebrating a birthday as well.
Oh, okay.
In the unpopular opinion.
Whose birthday?
Mr. B.
Stradivari B's birthday.
Yeah, Mr. B's birthday is coming tomorrow.
Stradivari's birthday is Thursday.
Happy birthday.
Double celebration.
Oh, my son was born on your birthday.
I'm in kindergarten right now in first grade, so they're like.
No, you are not in kindergarten.
I'm in first grade. Oh, goodness. So I'm dealing with both. I'm dealing with both right now. So we're just trying to get these sight words together. So I'm definitely trying to tell you guys. Gonna have a lot of good fun. Yes.
All right. Well, happy early birthday, Mr. Stradivari, and we'll tell you again and have someone sing to you tomorrow morning. Happy birthday to you. And SCP, did you talk about the Fun Wide Open for the next day? I saw that. She just did? Okay, I missed it. All right.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so both. Just be ready. Put your seatbelt on for both. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Your kids in the bed.
One more time. If you want to, if you need to be sponsored, please contact Monica. Monica or myself. I put it in the chat again. Those who want to sponsor, as soon as we get off here, I'm going to give my $50 as well, so someone can be sponsored as well. And that's it, Monica. You got anything? Okay. Yes, sir, Mr. Lodo. That's it. That's the same one. Monica, you got anything else?
Just don't procrastinate. Just do it now. And sometimes Grace and I end up getting texts at like 1 p.m. and we're like, did people not hear him say 160 minutes? Because yeah. I'm sending him a roll up. So that's why all we're right. saying do it yeah. now so we can get the information that he needs so he can mentally prepare and get ready. Because it does take him a day or two to get mentally prepared for the event. So the sooner, the better. That's all I got. And we can't wait to see you.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It is okay, 9:12 by my count, Central Standard Time. And I have to go in about 18 minutes because the Queen said she wants to get her bath. So I said, yes, ma'am, I'll be there at 9:30. I got to go. So everyone, have a great today's Wednesday. Have a great day. I will check with boss and see if I'm pretty sure there will be a real estate call. I know he's at an appointment right now. Don't know how long it'll be, but I'll check with them to see if there's a real estate call. If there is, you all that are in real estate will be notified. All right. And then we want to be in place for Mr. Vastine East call. You've got 5 minutes this evening, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and then 5 p.m. Pacific. And then those of us who are in the Houston area, come on out for the meeting with Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr. and Dr. Ken Johnson. But we always have a great time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a great day. Jerome, I need you here in Texas one of these times for this meeting, okay? Because they cut up, okay? Yeah, I need you to sit next to Tempest because she needs somebody who is a voice of reason, okay? Because Chris, he's not the voice of reason. We've decided. All right, ladies and gentlemen, take care. Have a great rest of your day. You can plant better. You can dominate. Everyone, take care.
Bye, you guys. Love
bye.
You.
Bye. See y'all
bye,
tonight.
Bye-bye.
Great day, everybody. Take care now.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.